The wavelength of visible light is extremely small, ranging from 40 to 80 millionths of a centimeter. The different wavelengths of light are what the human eye sees as different colors, with the longest wavelengths appearing at the red end of the spectrum and the shortest wavelengths at the blue end. Now imagine a source of light at a constant distance from us, such as a star, emitting waves of light at a constant wavelength. The wavelength of the waves we receive will be the same as the wavelength at which they are emitted. Then suppose that the source starts to move away from us. As in the case of sound, this means that the light will have its wavelength elongated, and hence its spectrum will be shifted toward the red end of the spectrum. In the years following his proof of the existence of other galaxies, Hubble spent his time cataloging their distances and observing their spectra. At that time, most people expected the galaxies to be moving around quite randomly, and so Hubble expected to find as many blue-shifted spectra as red-shifted ones. It was quite a surprise, therefore, to find that most galaxies appeared red-shifted. Nearly all were moving away from us. More surprising still was the finding that Hubble published in 1929. Even the size of a galaxy's redshift is not random, but is directly proportional to the galaxy's distance from us. In other words, the farther a galaxy is, the faster it is moving away. And that meant that the universe could not be static or unchanging in size, as everyone previously had thought. It is in fact expanding. The distance between the different galaxies is growing all the time. The discovery that the universe is expanding was one of the great intellectual revolutions of the 20th century. With hindsight, it is easy to wonder why no one had thought of it before. Newton and others should have realized that a static universe would be unstable, for there is no comparable repulsive force to balance the gravitational pull that all the stars and galaxies exert upon each other. Therefore, even if at some time the universe had been static, it wouldn't have remained static because the mutual gravitational attraction of all the stars and galaxies would soon have started it contracting. In fact, even if the universe was expanding fairly slowly, the force of gravity would cause it eventually to stop expanding, and it would start to contract. However, if the universe was expanding faster than a certain critical rate, gravity would never be strong enough to stop it, and it would continue to expand forever. This is a bit like what happens when you fire a rocket upward from the surface of the Earth. If the rocket has a fairly low speed, gravity will eventually stop it, and it will start falling back. On the other hand, if the rocket has more than a certain critical speed, about 7 miles per second, gravity will not be strong enough to pull it back, so it will keep going away from the Earth forever. This behavior of the universe could have been predicted from Newton's theory of gravity at any time in the 19th, the 18th, or even the late 17th century. Yet so strong was the belief in a static universe that it persisted into the early 20th century. Even Einstein, when he formulated the general theory of relativity in 1915, was so sure that the universe had to be static that he modified his theory to make this possible by introducing a fudge factor, called the cosmological constant, into his equations. The cosmological constant had the effect of a new anti-gravity force, which, unlike other forces, did not come from any particular source, but was built into the very fabric of space-time. As a result of this new force, space-time had an inbuilt tendency to expand. By adjusting the cosmological constant, Einstein could adjust the strength of this tendency. He found he could adjust it to exactly balance the mutual attraction of all the matter in the universe, so a static universe would result. He later disavowed the cosmological constant, calling this fudge factor his greatest mistake. As we'll soon see, today we have reason to believe that he might have been right to introduce it after all. But what must have disappointed Einstein was that he had allowed his belief in a static universe to override what his theory seemed to be predicting, that the universe is expanding. Only one man, it seems, was willing to take this prediction of general relativity at face value. While Einstein and other physicists were looking for ways of avoiding general relativity's non-static universe, the Russian physicist and mathematician Alexander Friedman instead set about explaining it.